That's wonderful. Wow. John, you brought a friend. Will you introduce your friend to our church?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. This is Vanilla and Lisa.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Welcome, everyone, for this church. If you haven't come to this church, we attract many young people by potluck, by the way. We provide very beautiful meals. I don't know John. John came to the church, and he brought a friend, and they witnessed a Yonavong. It's a wonderful potluck. That's where they come every week. So those church want to reach out young people, provide good meal, they will come. Okay? His meal is important, right? Jesus, everywhere he go, right? He eat, right? So very important. Anyway, I want to share with you with a message this morning. My name is Pastor Vin, by the way, Vin Nguyen. It's a wonderful church family here. We have many programs running here. Even a small little church, we are able to run two different services, Vietnamese and English. We also run the after-school program and Vietnamese language school, as well as the publishing press, by the way. Matter of fact, we have, 12 different languages now. We print Sabbath school quarterly, too. And so we are honored that God give us a chance to serve other languages. My message this morning is the priceless pearl. This message is so important to me when I study. I read what Ellen G. White said. It's so important. I just want to read this quote right here from That May I Know Him. How many people read Ellen G. White writing, especially the devotional book? Well, that's a blessing, right? I read so many different devotion books, but I have to go back into those books. It's so important. So the quote right here, before I quote this very text, matter of fact, let me read the text first, then you understand where we're coming from. Let's start with the Bible text in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 and 46. You know this very well, but pawn upon this idea a little bit and see what God have in store for us. Matthew chapter 13, 45 and 46. This very text right here is talking about three different kingdoms. I mean, one kingdom, but repeat three different times. The kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like this. So three times. That means God wanted to emphasize for us what is the kingdom of God, okay? So here verse 45 and 46 say, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls who, when he had found one pearl, how many pearls? Just one, of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And so this is the very text I want you to ponder upon and see God have in store for us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our God, sometimes this text is so simple to searching for you. But Lord, teach us more deeper meaning what you have in store for us. We pray all this in the name of Christ. Amen. Amen. This text is talking about we're searching for great pearl. But here, I wanted to dive into another part that Ellen G. White mentioned in the book of That May I Know Him, on page 84, say this. This parable we just read has a double significance and apply not only a man seeking for the kingdom of God, right? It's good for seeking the kingdom of God, but to Christ seeking for his lost inheritance. It sounds very simple, but very deep. Very deep. And the lesson I learned from this before I dive into it is growing potato at my home. How many people have ever grown potato? Yeah, you like potato? Grow potato. So I love to get potato, and I grow it in my home. And matter of fact, I eat potato leaf too, by the way. By the way, not all potato leaf is good, okay? And so only a certain type, okay? You probably notice that. So when we grow potato, and we have the water and keep water and beautiful sunlight is growing so beautiful. After 6 months, we about to harvest the potato, okay? If you eat the leaf, the potato grows very slow, but if you don't eat it, it's growing faster. And so here's the time to reap a potato, and I start to have to dig a potato. I need to find where the potato. Not easy. Matter of fact, I just throw out and just do it, and so I don't know exactly where it is to grow. And so to find where it is not easy. I had to find where the stem, where the leaf were grown, and so we dig deeper and deeper. And by the way, how deep the potato grow, by the way? Have you ever tried? It's 6 inches? Huh? Yeah, trust me. Mine sometimes go like 12 inches, a foot is deep, because I left it too long. And it's grown, you know, over a year, if you don't harvest it, it's growing somewhere else, and you don't even know it. Right? It's wonderful. And so to dig potato is hard work. People want to grow garden, just pick on the top, right? You pick it and you eat it, but potato, you have to dig and dig and dig it. And so I did that. I tell my son, let go out and dig the potato. They're so excited. I said, I want to see what's the potato like. And so they bring a big shovel. I said, no, don't use your shovel. You're going to kill the potato. Okay, you might break the potato in half. And so they, first of all, we have to dig harder. But as you're getting closer to the ground, you have to get a smaller shovel. And you do it very slowly. And come closer, you have to use your finger. Are you ever doing that, right? Or else you're going to ruin the potato. Okay, one time my son do so quick to break the potato in half. Oh, no, this is a beautiful one. You broke it in half. Well, you ruin it. And so we have to go very slow, but hard work. Sometimes it takes half an hour to get one. Sometimes one of them takes 2 hours. I got a potato, a 5-pound potato, big one. And it takes 2 hours. But there's joy in digging potato. Some of you probably don't like it. You rarely go to the store to buy it, right? But there's learning the message of God in digging potato. And so when I thought about that, in this very message, that taught me many lessons, and there's 3 lessons I want to share with you. That God has something in store that he wants to search is the pearl, a priceless pearl. Every pearl is priceless. Every potato to me is important. I wouldn't throw away if I grow it, right? And so God have pearls so beautiful, somehow have fallen on this earth, and is buried underneath all the rock, all the rubbish, and now God decided he want to find it. He want to find it. He want to sell everything he have. He want to leave all heaven. He want to go out and find it. I can imagine that the angel said, Jesus, don't do it. I would do it. Okay, I would go out and find all the pearl that you put on this earth. And Jesus said, no, let me do it. It's mine. I want to find this pearl. And every one of us is a pearl of great price. Everyone. Either you big, small, short, big, crooked, doesn't matter. It's a pearl, belongs to God. I remember I went to translation for high school or even immigrant school for the disabled children. I see some of them are autistic children, disability in many different way. And as I translate, I see their mom sitting there just crying. As the teachers go around and say, you know, your child is poor in math, poor in English, poor in pronunciation, and the mom just broke out in tears. And I can sense that there's nothing you can do. You just cry. That's his God children. That's the pearl that God looking for. He looking for those. And sometimes we live in the world that we distinguish those who are educated or uneducated, those who are rich, and those who are poor, and those who are someone that look different from us. But to God, everyone is a priceless pearl. If you give time enough, he will polish it, will be beautiful just like you and I, everyone. But we got to give time. You got to give time for Jesus to look for that pearl. If you don't help him, he will do by himself. But God asks us to help. That's why I asked my son, come and help me. Don't let it do by myself. Because there's a joy to find that potato. Okay. And so what's the first thing I learned from this lesson? Turn with me in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Verse 1 says, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out of the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Okay? Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were many, many, many on the valley, open valley. Indeed, they were dry, very dry bone, very dry. Very dry. Nothing can grow in the dry area. Is anything can grow? If no water in the desert, you know, I came from Arizona. I mean, everything there's dead. One minute you dry, the next minute is dry. Nothing can grow in the dry area. And here these bones, it cannot grow. There's no living. Verse 11. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whose house of Israel, the whole house of Israel. These dead bone, if the church is a Christian life, if everyone. So in other words, the lost cannot find the lost. You cannot find salvation. You can't find your way out. You are lost. And so sometimes we say, I'm searching for Jesus. I'm searching for God. No, no, you got it wrong. God is searching for you. If I'm reaching to find God, I don't think I can go higher than 8 feet. God has done everything possible to reach for us. If God don't give us a burn for come back to him, we're never able to find him. Because everyone sinned. Everyone falls short for the glory of God. No one. In Romans chapter 3, verse 12. Turn with me. Romans chapter 3, verse 12. What does your Bible say about this? Romans chapter 3, verse 12 say, they all have gone out of the way. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good. No, not one. None of us. Doesn't matter how long we live in a Christian life, none of it come close. None of us can able to reach out for Christ. Christ have come to reach out to us. The problem is, are we searching for it? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6 say, everyone have gone astray. Everyone. Everyone. This is my favorite text here in Psalm chapter 139. This is beautiful. When I feel I'm lost, when I feel God, I need you. Ever before, I need you. And it's just go pull me back to Psalm 139, verse 23 and verse 24. Search. Search me, Lord. And know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me into the way of everlasting. That means the first word is search. Search. And that's where I want to start with, is to search. Search. It's simple work, but it's very hard. It requires a lot of work. It's right, it requires patience. Required, you have to put effort into it. And so the first thing is, for searching, you got to recognize that you are nobody. And you just cried out, just like Isaiah, God, I'm undone. What do you do with me? Do something. Help me. You got to cry out and call for God, and he will answer. And this is what he's going to answer to you in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Beautiful verse here. For the Son of Man has come to what? To seek and save that which was lost. The Son of Man to come. So when you call on God, he will come. It doesn't matter how far away, zillions of miles away, he can hear it. You don't have to use your cell phone. Just whisper and he can hear it. How do you like that? Our God is powerful. He can hear every single sound. Just call it and he will come right away. He can travel faster than the speed of light. He will search for you. He will search for you. And he will go everywhere on this earth to search. You know, searching is require some skill. You know, for me and my son go out and dig potato, I have to say, I have a little more skill than him. He going a little too fast, too quick. Maybe he want to go and go inside, you know. But I said, yeah, take time, son, take time. This is hard work. You got to take time. But how Jesus have 6,000 years of experience of searching for lost pearl. He know how to search for it. He would take time. He not rush into things. When you go out witnessing, you got to take time. It's a price of pearl you cannot rush. Okay? You cannot rush. You might break it. You might ruin it. Okay? You want to ruin it. Dig with it. It's hard work. You want to ruin it. You got to take time in order to harvest. And so Jesus teaches a lesson. You got to take time. Give time to do it. And so when we dig a potato, my little son would love to see you use a big shovel. So you cannot do it. You gotta use your hand. My son says, it's dirty. I don't want to touch dirt. It's dirty. Yeah, it's dirty. You know, sometimes we witnessing, we want to use something, reach out to people. Here, the globe, take it. It's need to take human touch. You gotta touch people. You gotta know people. You have to come connect with people. You cannot, you a shovel, here it is. You cannot throw something to it. A lot of people, we don't have time. We just wanna throw as much possible. Or if we don't have time to go walk door to door, maybe using US post office and mail it out. Cost $20,000 to mail out 200 flyers, what is it, 10,000 flyers to bring few people come to evangelistic meeting. We're wasting money. And there's work. People will come, yeah. But after a while, they leave. I'm not saying that's not good, but do not replace with the human touch. Jesus come to find out the great pearl. He had to put his hand into it. Yeah, I know it's dirty. You know, when you dig something on the surface, very easy. You can brush up. But as deeper you go, it's hard and rock. And some rock is very sharp. I come in, it scratched my finger, my hand. It's blood. That's what took Jesus' hand. He had to go dig into it, even though it was so bloody, so dirty, he got to find that pearl. And when I find the potato, I don't care how my hand is dirty. That's a beautiful potato. It's wonderful. I couldn't wait to eat them. I couldn't wait to eat them. Now, after you dig up the potato, by the way, I want to bring Rush into the house, and my wife said, do not bring that dirty potato in the house. You drip all the dirt into it. Okay, all right. Let me get the bucket, put water in there, and soak the potato, and clean it up first. We got to clean it. You got to clean the potato, right? And Jesus probably had the pearl. He had to clean it with water. Right? Like baptism, right? You got to clean people. You can't go to heaven yet. You got to clean. Because you have to have the image of God before the end of heaven. You got to clean it. And so I have to take time to clean the potato very well. And so these Bible texts that I want to share with you here. So we have to clean it in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. This is a beautiful text. Revelation, my favorite book, Revelation. At very end time, and Jesus have to say this, Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. Matter of fact, I want to read verse 5 here. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the king of the earth, to him who loved us and washed, what? Washed us by what? From our sin by his own blood. Oh, how beautiful. He want to wash us before we can go into heavenly Canaan. He want to wash us with his own blood. And so he want to wash his precious pearl. You know, when you pick up from the ground, it's dirt. And when my son picked up this potato, he said, Dad, this potato, this looked dirt to me. It doesn't look like potato. Can we throw it? Oh, no, no, don't throw it. We don't know if it's potato or not. Let's put in the water, let the dirt all come out, and we watch and we know potato or not. If it's rock, we throw away. Okay? And so we got to give time to wash. Okay? Take time. So do not throw. Yeah, it might look dirt to us, but to God's eyes, not dirt. It's not dirt. Sometimes we look at other people different, but Jesus looked at everyone the same. I create you all the same. I know you guys look different, but you all the son and daughter of me. So God loves us so much. He's going to wash us. He clean us up. Everything. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. The same idea is that as many as I love. Okay, I'm going to the next point. I'm going a little too fast. But anyway, I'm going to jump to the third point here. Men as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Repent. And so another stage of doing my potato is not only wash it, I got to use a brush and I got to clean it up. If you have the pearl, you have to polish. Okay, I don't know how you. I have to get a very brittle brush to clean the potato. Okay, you got to really hard. Okay, and those we have a carpenter in the home here, right? When you have a wood, when you file, right, you want to get the rough part out. You got to use a thick sandpaper, right? You don't want to do fine. You sand it. It took forever, right? And so you get really hard sandpaper. Or you file. You got to get the hard edge off. And later on, you can do a fine sandpaper, right? God do something for us. Sometimes it's hard. You want to go fast or slow? You want to take 20 years or 30 years to be polished, or you want to take 5 years? Sometimes we don't want to. We want, oh, no, no, Pastor, it's too hard. Give me some time. You know, give me 10 years to change. My friend, we don't have time. Jesus, no, he don't have much time. There's time we have to be rough. And when I know the daughter's coming near, I say, my son, come on, work faster, harder, brush harder. Because when the night comes, you cannot work. Now is the time to find lost soul. Don't wait for the time is end that we find lost soul. That's too late. Jesus is working harder than ever before. You know, sometimes we talk about Satan. He know he don't have much time left, right? Right? He'll unfold all his power upon this earth. My friend, I tell you the good news. God unfold even more power than his. All heaven and earth come on this earth right now. So he gives you all the energy, all the power you need to find the great lost pearl. And stick time is hard. In John chapter 15. And this is a beautiful text for those who like fruit tree, by the way. How many people eat fruit? You know, as you know, it's season almost over. What are you doing? Do you store some of the fruit? Oh, yeah, you store it. When I came from Michigan, you know, we have to store fruit, you know, in the jar or dehydrated. And so when I come to California, I said, forget it, fruit every year, every season. But it's not the same. The fruit only good when in the right season. When it's not, forget it. Okay? Here, John chapter 5. Okay, John chapter 15. I'm sorry, John chapter 15, verse 2. John chapter 15, verse 2. And say this. Every branch in me that I does not bear fruit, he will take away. And every branch that bear fruit, he will prunes. That may bear more fruit. Prune. You know prune? Boy, it's a lot of work. God have to prune us. Polish us. File us down in order to make a pearl beautiful. You know, if the pearl, if not polished, you leave in the store, do you think anyone going to buy it? No. Nothing. No one will buy it. God have to polish. You and I, he have to prune and polish in order to be worth to enter the kingdom of God. That is his pro. It's not yours, not mine, but we are co-worker with him. Every pro is important. I learned a great lesson when I have a yard sale. And a gentleman come by and buy yard sale. I say, you know what? Your trash is my cash. Wow. And that phrase sticking to my mind. And I keep practicing that. Even my son, I didn't have taught him that, but he find any chairs to still sit good, he brought it home. People throw in the trash, but to him it's good. It's still useful. You see, people might see that's trash, but in God's eye, it's not trash, it's cash. It's important. Every one of us is so important. Every one of us is useful. You got to give time. You got to allow God to do his work. And we need to be co-partner with God to help each other to be polished, to be ready for his second coming. And so for searching, it takes a lot of work. You got to be patient. You got to be willing to find it. Do not find it hastily. You might miss it. You might lose an opportunity. Number two, you got to be willing to wash it away. You got to allow God to wash your sin away. You got to allow God to wash other people's sin away. You got to give time. Dude, don't expect other people the same as us. And the third point is, you and I need to learn that we need to be polished. God still have a lot of work to do in us. Am I right? We have a long way to go before we judge someone else. Look ourselves, we have a long way to go. But God continue to work with us day in and day out. And when we become a great pearl, he will put that on his crown. And he share the whole universe. Here's the pearls that I found on this lost world. He will come everywhere possible to come to this very earth to find all the pearl he could. All. All. But when the night comes, that's it. The devil will take over. And God called, that's it. That's it. And so you and I today, and God's eyes is so important every day. Every day. Every day you have to surrender to God. Every day you have to be willing to God work through you and in you. Every day. I learned that's a hard method about every day. When I'm in the University of Arizona, and I'm on the Honor Society, and they have a club called Tau Beta Pi. I still don't know what they do in the project. You put in that. And so they give me a little medal, and they say, you have to work, and you have to polish. And I bought this beautiful, and I put them in the sunlight, and it's so beautiful, reflect, beautiful. I put in the shelf. A week later, I said, what happened? It's not beautiful like a week before I polished. And I learned that I have to polish every day. Every day. Your life, same thing. You got to allow Jesus work through you every day, every day, every day. And if you not be polished every day, then you're not useful for his instrument go out and sin, win the world. You see, we got to allow God to work with, and he will willing to do that if we allow him to. What do we learn today? Jesus look to you and I. It's so precious that he's willing to give everything up to purchase you back. If he would lost the whole universe, he's satisfied. Because heaven is no heaven without the pearl that he created. So you are very important. Do not think that I'm worthless. I'm not good at someone else. No. You are his best. Number two, what we learn from this is God take a lot of work to polish you and I. And you and I have to go through. You have to go through. You have to go through. Sometimes I have to go through the hard way. But that's how God will polish us. And number three, I want to be part of his kingdom by joining in the effort to find that great pearl. So everyone you see on the street that are not attending church, everyone you see in the street, homeless or whatever it is, that is a pearl that God calling you to go out and find it. God already started the work. All you do is just follow him. He already started. But once you understand how to find that pearl, you will understand how valuable in God's eyes. You see, my son quickly finds the potato, and he don't care if he eat it or not. But to me, that I only eat the potato. It gets a lot of work. You see, the more you involve in ministry, you appreciate God's work to find you. And when you understand that, how can we say that I don't want to serve him? I don't want to find another pearl out there. I don't find our mother, brother, and sister out there. No, I want to. I need to. That's a blessing for my spiritual walk. May God bless you as you meditate on this text.